the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
Hi and welcome to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. I'm Phil Gray. This is episode 394 and we are following on from last week's episode where we looked at psychedelic curios. This is part two of that. So another hour of obscure 60s psychedelic and psychedelia related items for you. And this is another one I discovered on an iPod playlist on a road trip a couple of weeks back. I enjoy the track. This is Dave Holbrook and Steve Arsenault with the Venus Flytrap, a track called California Hippies.
California hippies, dribbling through the sun, in California sunshine, a flower. To match their clothes, flowers everywhere, and everybody knows California hippies everywhere. California hippies, I marijuana, drink on CNC, always having lovers that live day by day. California hippies will never fade.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 394. We're exploring psychedelic curios for this episode, and we got underway with Dave Holbrook and Steve Arsenault with the Venus Flytrap. Now, it's a release on Triple S Records out of Maine. These guys from Mechanic Falls, Maine, 1968 release. So that was the A side, track called California Hippies. The B side, though, was by Jimmy Parkinen and Dave Holbrook with the Venus Flytrap, a track called I'm in Pain. I can't explain this one, but I like that song, California Hippies. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Here's another one off an album called I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night, but it is by a band called The Deviled Ham. We had them in last week's episode. This album from 1968. This one is a Liber Stoller track called Alligator Wine, originally recorded by Screaming Jay Hawkins. So here we go, Deviled Ham with Alligator Wine.
Ha 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 ha! We'll be right back. does is expand your mind. Makes you see things more clearly. Makes you more creative. Really, it does. All the painters and writers, they all say so. Yeah, maybe they do.
Anyway, Tom, it is illegal. Every time you blow a marijuana cigarette, you take a chance on blowing your future.
Oh, come on, Pop. All my friends smoke pot. They're not criminals.
Only because they haven't been caught yet.
Three more 60s psychedelic curios fitting this week's theme. We had the Deviled Ham top of the set with Alligator Wine. Then, again, because these guys were last week as well, the 31 Flavors. Kind of a studio band recorded under a number of different band names. And the material was variable. It sounds like they recorded a number of different sessions and all those tracks were put together and then divided up arbitrarily and released as The Fire Escape, The 31 Flavors, and so on. But the track we had credited to The 31 Flavors called Distortions of Darkness. Now, this is an instrumental track. You could argue it's proto-punk. You could argue it's proto-metal. Certainly, it's a far cry from the covers of songs from the Hair musical that this band did. 31 Flavors, Distortions of Darkness. And then thirdly in the set, the band is called Hell Preachers Inc. They're out of Germany, 1968 LP called Supreme Psychedelic Underground. Now this album contains raga rock, tribal drumming, plenty of fuzz guitar, and it was rumoured that Richie Blackmore, John Lord and Ian Pace of Deep Purple were involved in this album. But I've also read that the group was formed from members of a band called Lucifer's Friend, who changed the name to avoid contract issues. However, Lucifer's Friend formed in Hamburg in 1970. Hell Preachers Inc. was a 1968 release, so I don't know if there's any truth in that. Nonetheless, a great psychedelic curio from Hell Preachers Inc., a track called Spy in Space.
Rock and roll has just about brought about the disintegration of our civilization.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Well, in 1967 there was a band called the W.C. Fields Memorial Electric String Band. They changed their name to ESB for short. Contained members of two bands, the Bees and the Preachers. So as ESB, 1967 on In Arts Records, they released a 45. This is the A side. It is called Mushroom People.
Studies concerning marijuana's possibly harmful effects have been made, although they're not yet conclusive. But some facts are known. Some effects have been established. There are apparently few physical manifestations, a reddening of the eyes, lowered body temperature, and a certain inability to coordinate movement. But there are other effects, psychological effects. The marijuana user generally experiences an uncontrollable feeling of hilarity, quite without reason. He exhibits a marked carelessness. His senses and time perception are distorted. He becomes confused, and he displays irresponsibility and poor judgment.
Everything's been pulled from back in your mind.
Here with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, looking at psychedelic curios again this week. And that is a true curio because it is an unknown band and an unknown title. So it appeared on A Heavy Dose of Light Psych, great compilation of not really light psychedelic music at all. Appears on that compilation as Band Unknown and Song Mystery Track.
The question is this: do you want your children stimulated and driven into an early, unstable marriage before they have had a chance to achieve the economic, educational, and emotional stability necessary for family life? Do you want your son enticed into the world of homosexuals? Or your daughter lured into lesbianism? Do you want either of them to discover how to get sexual gratification by inflicting pain on themselves or by torturing other people? Do you want them to lose all chance of a normal, happy, married life?
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
It's time for Global Psychedelic Curios now, getting it underway with a band called The Matadors, off the label Mon Oral Supraphone, 1968. These guys out of Czechoslovakia.
We'll be right back. This is John Brain from London, Ontario, and you're listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect Radio Show.
Between the social drinker and the pot smoker. Yet it's not quite the same. The daily drink may not be the best thing in the world, but a man who takes a drink after his day is done has worked. He has achieved, he has coped, and he wants to relax. Not so the teenage user. He deliberately seeks to tune out, cop out. He uses his grass as a mental crutch because he fears to stand on his own. He may never learn to cope with the inevitable everyday problems of living. He may well become one of the left behind generation.
Total ausgeflippt.
Also ich gebe auch gerade ab.
Total am Feuer.
Session.
Oh, wir könnten noch ein bisschen vielleicht, ne?
Hey, es gibt noch Türkentoffeln.
Ja. Sehr windiger Service hier heute. Also, ich find's wieder so cool. Ne?
Oh, hol dir noch ein Fünfblatt, Scheune. Dann mach einen Tee für den nicht drauf.
Ich glaub, ich hab Blatt.
Three slices of global 60s psych curios. Czech band The Matadors, top of the set with Extraction. Then we had Lois and Os Nomos. So Lois and the Gnomes. It's a 1968 four-track release. Track called Quer Isso, but that track I took from the very cool Brazilian fuzz guitar Bananas. Well worth checking out. Then thirdly in the set, some instrumental music from Kuno and the Marijuana Brass. Kuno was Kuno Dreiser. This is a Polydor release from 1970. It was a 45. I can't read you the title of the A-side because it contains some German-looking characters I don't understand, but we took the B-side of this kind of jazz, rock, funk, soul, garage, psychedelia release. The B-side, Marijuana Mantra by Kuno and the Marijuana Brass. Now that is a psychedelic curio.
You say, well, preacher, I don't know anybody that's put out any good records, any good music today. There are people by the thousands. There are many if you just take time to find out.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Here's one from a band out of Pennsylvania called Insex, I-N-S-E-X. 45 released on Hammer Records. The A-side, Penitentiary Planet Blues. Apparently got the band blacklisted by the US House Committee on Un-American Activities. So that was it for Insex. This is the B-side. It's called Spaceman.
Space is a wonderful place. I go there all the time. I'm a spaceman. Speed was my most urgent need. Put me in a bind. Find the spaceman. Time's one thing on my some kind. Love is a thing I dream of out in space. So unkind, sign the space man.
I go there all the time. I'm a spaceman, a spaceman, a spaceman.
That's it for part two of our Psych Curios. Hope you've enjoyed something a little different here on Retrospect. Plenty more obscure 60s garage rock, garage punk, proto-punk coming up in future episodes. Hope you'll stick with me through the next year. Going to see you out this week with an instrumental. This is another one off the very cool comp called A Heavy Dose of Light Psych. The band is called Rock Revival. The track is called Venus 2038. Thank you for joining me. And if it's your thing, I hope you have a very merry festive season. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. With Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
A tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.